My guest Mary Louise Parker is now starring opposite Edward Norton in the movie Red Dragon, and she plays feminist political consultant Amy Gardner on the TV show The West Wing. She joined the cast last season and was nominated for an Emmy. She's earned many awards for her stage work, including a Tony for her performance in Proof and an Obie for her performance in How I Learned to Drive. Her movies include Fried Green Tomatoes, Naked in New York, Bullets Over Broadway, and The Five Senses. Let's start with her first scene on The West Wing, where Josh Lyman, Deputy White House Chief of Staff, came to see her in her office. At the time, her character was the head of a feminist lobby group. One of the people she was trying to influence was the First Lady.
You know, every time you write a letter to the First Lady, she gets into gear because she feels guilty that she's not doing enough for women.
She's not doing enough for women.
What would you like?
I'm glad you asked.
Not half as glad as I am.
The current draft of the document says only forced prostitution and not other types of prostitution is sexual exploitation.
Yes.
What about someone who answers an ad for an au pair and ends up working a 15-hour shift in a whorehouse where they're held hostage and can never pay off their debt?
Yeah.
That's not the worst case scenario. The worst case scenario was 5 days ago when four 13-year-old Thai girls were found having hanged themselves in an abandoned house in Stonycrest Lane in Bethesda.
Yeah.
Not halfway around the world, Bethesda. There were sheets over the windows, triple locks on the doors, no phones, handcuffs hanging off the bedposts. For the price of a four-slice toaster, their parents had sold them to work as babysitters.
How is that not forced prostitution?
I've got a whole floor full of lawyers who... In the last 2 years, 100,000 women, and by women, I'm including girls who should be playing with Easy Bake Ovens, 100,000 in the last 2 years were brought here and forced to work as prostitutes. You know how many of these cases we've prosecuted?
Not enough.
250? You guys are about to go to Vienna and make it harder, so yeah, I dropped the First Lady a note.
Mary Louise Parker, welcome to Fresh Air. You know, I'm thinking about your part on The West Wing. Don't we all wish we could talk with such well-written sentences, like everyone's dialogue on The West Wing?
I do. I do. It's not going to happen for me in this life, though.
Why don't you describe that first scene that he wrote for you?
Well, the first scene introduces the character, and it brings Josh into her world, which is the world she's a feminist lobbyist, and he comes to visit her at her office, and he pretty much steps right into her world. He makes reference to there's a lot of art on the walls. It's feminist art that's like terrifying to him, and it's just this world that's he's not a part of. That also wasn't really on the show so much that is kind of welcomed on the show. I think it's a really good thing to have represented this feminist perspective, and so Josh comes into that world and we sort of meet there, and you know, I guess it's so corny, but it's some kind of chemistry thing. They are so different, and she is so strong. She's so direct, and I think he really responds to that. And she's so passionate about what she believes in the same way that he is. And I think that people are attracted to that in someone else when they're very passionate.
Now, you've said that you're very shy offstage and you're most at ease when you're acting. What is the liberty of being on stage or of being in character?
I don't know, and I don't even know if shy is the right word for it. I'm not the most revealing person, necessarily. I just don't feel that on stage. I just don't feel that at all. I feel free to communicate, and I feel like I can communicate, and it's just not something I feel in life. It's a struggle for me, and I feel uncomfortable. I second-guess myself, what I'm saying, what somebody's understanding, what they think I mean, what I think I mean. And I just don't feel that on stage. I mean, and I have moments on stage that are, you know, really unpleasant or when I feel like it's not going well. But generally, in my life, the moments when I felt most understood and like I could truly communicate something, I was completely present on the planet, on the earth, were when I was in a play.
You said that you don't like to be revealing. I should say that moments before you walked into the studio, I found out that there are a few very revealing photos of you in this month's edition of Esquire, in which you've posed nude. And I'll confess I haven't seen the magazine yet or read the article that you wrote that accompanies the photos. But could you maybe talk about why you were comfortable, willing to do nude shots for Esquire magazine. Whatever possessed you?
Well, they asked me, I'd written something for Esquire last year, and they asked me if I wanted to write something again. I had all these things, and then the last one I said was, you know, or I could write about being naked in Esquire, and the guy said, oh, that's a good idea. Would you consider posing naked again? Like, all in one sentence, without a breath. And he's a really great guy, actually, and very intelligent, and, you know, but he works for a magazine, and I just thought, huh, yeah, okay, well, are you going to get naked, too? it just, you know.
Well,
was
did
my...
he get naked, too?
Yeah.
What's the difference between being naked on stage and being naked as Mary Louise Parker in a magazine?
Well, for me as a person, if I weren't an actress, I have no discomfort posing naked. I just don't have any. I love photography. I love my problem comes with what it means for an actress to be naked or what it means for a woman to be naked, which is something that I talk about in the article. And I, in the end, the way I kind of reconciled that within myself was I thought, okay, well, anyone who can sort of suggest my nudity with any sense of largesse or comfort or whatever, maybe he'd like to know what it feels like himself, you know, because it's really easy for someone at a magazine to sit back and say, yeah, let's get a picture of that actress naked, you know? I mean, they do it all the time. Let's get her in a bikini. Let's airbrush her whatever. But you never see that person. You never see the person who comes up with that idea. That person is protected completely. And I just thought, well, you know, what does that person look like? And what does that person look like who's maybe judging my photo, who's saying, oh, well, I don't know, this isn't a very good picture of her thigh, or, you know, what does that person actually look like? It's like, you know, when you read something nasty about yourself or someone else in the newspaper or in a magazine and they say, oh, what was she thinking when she put this skirt with this top? You know, you just, some part of me wants to see what that person had on when they wrote that statement.
So I guess I just find it interesting that for you, being naked is not revealing, but talking about your life is revealing in a way that makes you uncomfortable. Because for so many people, it's the other way around. They're happy to talk about themselves, more than happy, but would be very uncomfortable.
I find that really weird.
Do you?
I do. I find that really weird. I mean, this is just my body. This doesn't mean anything. This is going to be the first thing to go when I die. The rest of me, you know, my thoughts or my relationships or anything like that. I've never been someone who reveals things like that. I don't reveal a lot of those things to a lot of my friends. I just, I'm just not like that. And I don't know. It always surprises me when people are really comfortable with that. When people just are able to do that. There've been a few instances in my life. I have a friend who I met her, and I met her once, and then the second time I met her was on the set of a movie, and we stood on the sidewalk, and in about 20 minutes told each other, you know, our deepest secret, like the most important thing in our lives, and we're still friends, but that's so rare for me. It just is so rare, and when I do reveal, I always regret it. I always feel uncomfortable.
My guest is Mary Louise Parker. She's currently starring in Red Dragon, and she plays a feminist political consultant on The West Wing. We'll talk more after a break. This is Fresh Air. My guest is actress Mary Louise Parker. She's currently starring in Red Dragon, and she plays a feminist political consultant on The West Wing. When we left off, she was describing how uncomfortable she is revealing personal things about herself. I'm wondering if you've ever been in psychotherapy where you're really reaching deep into your personal experiences, but you're telling them to a paid professional who is obliged to not reveal this stuff to anybody. So, you know, your secrets, your personal feelings should all be very safe with them.
It's not about safety, really. It's, I mean, in this business, It's partly a rebellion thing as well. I don't understand why people reveal so much about themselves. And I feel like I don't have to, mm-hmm. and I shouldn't have to. And it has nothing to do with my work. And in a way, I feel like it impedes my work because, you know, sometimes I look at actresses and I think, why do I know what perfume that girl uses? Or how come I know the last five guys that she dated or what hotel she stays at? You know, I don't want people to think those things when they look at me acting. I don't want that for them. I think it gets in the way.
Gets in the way of seeing you in character?
Yeah. It gets in the way of telling the story, mm-hmm. you know? Aside from which, I just don't think it's anybody's business.
When you show up for an interview, whether it's for a stage or for a movie, do you show up as yourself, as Mary Louise Parker, or do you show up as the character?
I don't really know how to show up as anything except myself. And I feel like sometimes it behooves. I know this friend of mine was auditioning for this Calamity Jane, and she said, oh, you know, I went in, I wore chaps, and I had a holster and cowboy. And I thought, God, that's just, you know, that's great. I would never be able to do that, though. I thought, did she go down and get in the cab in her chaps? And her, like, wasn't she embarrassed? Or, you know, and walking in, I just would feel like an idiot. People want to see when you walk in the room. They generally want to see the character. They don't necessarily want to see an actress who can play the character. They want to see that character. Not for stage, but for film, it's like that. So... And I don't generally come in the room like that, you know, and I'm not a type necessarily, so, but people get work that way, and I admire them for being able to do it without feeling like a moron, because I can't really.
Now, you're in the forthcoming HBO production of the play Angels in America, and mm-hmm. also in this is Al Pacino, I think Meryl Streep.
Mm-hmm. Emma Thompson.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You said this is a role you really wanted to do. Why did you want to do it so much?
Oh, it's just so beautifully written. It's one of the greatest pieces of writing of our century, I think. It's poetic. It's hilarious. It's surprising. It's genius. And it's the kind of writing where you don't want to ruin a syllable. You want to adhere to every comma, every semicolon. You don't want to screw up a single preposition. It's like verse. It's like poetry. And the character herself is just, you know, I've loved that character ever since I read the play, you know, 12 years ago or however many years ago it was that I read it. I can't believe I got that part. I really still can't believe it.
Mary Louise Parker. She's now starring in Red Dragon, and she plays a feminist political consultant on the West Wing.